So as you know, we spend a lot of time talking about who people vote for. Well, now let's talk about how people vote. Back in 2000, the nation's most spectacular elections meltdown took place in Florida. The state's infamous paper butterfly ballots led to a massive recount, a Supreme Court battle, and a narrow victory for George W. Bush. Most Florida counties bought new voting machines after that, but now experts warn of Election Day chaos if counties don't upgrade that equipment. Renata Sego from member station WMFE reports.
On the second floor of the Polk County Elections Office, poll workers in training fumble with clunky beige machines.
Are you good?
Yes.
You see the weight of it. It's not too bad.
Like teachers grading those Scantron tests, the poll workers feed paper ballots with the letter A into the equipment.
Everybody get A in?
Yeah.
That's your first voter.
Longtime poll workers like William Carraway expect to help more than 280,000 Central Florida voters slide their ballots through these optical scan units next week. That data is then transmitted, old school, through a dial-up modem.
It's reliable.
The technology for the units is from the 90s. Polk County first used it, ironically, during the 2000 presidential election and didn't suffer any of the voting meltdowns other Florida counties did that year. Carraway says the 16-year-old machines have endured better than the fancy touchscreen technology other states are using.
People like the idea that they actually put their ballot in. They want to know that ballot was counted. They don't see that with the touchscreen.
Now, state and federal elections experts agree optical scan units are reliable, but problems crop up when they hit the 10-year mark. According to a report from New York University's Brennan Center for Justice, that's the age of many voting machines today.
We don't expect our laptops or our desktops to last a decade, and you know that's the kind of consumer electronics and technology that these machines are using.
Researcher Christopher Famagetti says that this year, 43 states will be using machines that are at least a decade old. And optical scan units in particular have serious problems.
Things like motherboard failures, paper jams, the rollers that pull paper ballots into the machines can dry up over time.
One Florida county had to buy parts off eBay because the manufacturer no longer made them. Famagetti estimates the cost of new voting machines across the country could exceed $1 billion, and that's a tab counties will likely have to pay. But it's not just about the money, says Polk County Supervisor of Elections Lori Edwards.
This equipment is accurate. The poll workers enjoy working with it, and our voters feel very comfortable with the equipment.
The latest model optical scan units take a digital photo of each ballot that can be saved to a flash drive. Edwards questions whether the new technology is even worth it. Her philosophy is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And if it is broke, don't worry.
If every piece of this equipment died on Election Day, we have every single ballot and we know where it is and we know how to count those. It might take a while, but we're very comfortable to be able to rely on those easy-to-read ballots.
Meanwhile, Edwards is looking ahead to next week's primary. She says it won't be until the 2018 or 2020 election when Polk County voters will slide their ballots through new machines.
If we weren't confident, we wouldn't be doing it this way. This is much too important. You can't put a price tag on democracy.
For NPR News, I'm Renata Sago in Polk County, Florida.